morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source on a hump day. Grand Forks Knight Rider head hockey coach Alex Hedlund joining us on the show today as we continue talking to high school hockey coaches in the area. We'll be talking with her in a couple of minutes. Your show today brought to you by Executive Properties. If you've been putting off that remodel or maybe just something a little bit new and different around the house long enough, so when you get a hold of Executive Properties, they can get it done and they'll do it right, doing all types of commercial and residential work, everything from your kitchens and your bathrooms. Maybe you need some siding or concrete poured, cabinets, trim, and tile. I think you get the picture. Executive Properties, taking the time to listen to what you want done, and they're going to do it the right way. Over 30 years of experience, let Barry Romo and the crew take care of you. They have some senior and referral discounts. They're willing to work with any budget, too. And if you didn't know this, you might want to listen to this. They do snow removal. Yeah, for all your general contractor needs, call them up. Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Or you can check out their website, executiveproperties.org. And make sure to check out their reviews on Facebook and Google. I know you're going to love their work. I know these guys personally. They do a great job. Executive Properties, your one-stop company that can do it all for you. Well, if you have any questions, maybe you want to text Coach Hedlund. Our phone number here at the studios of GFBS, 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. And before we get going, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Now, this blizzard is so bad that I actually saw this morning, even the Canadians were reporting about it. Yeah, they called it Wednesday. What'd you think of that one?
A weather joke now.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's bad. Wednesday.
It's bad today, but it's like it's going to be high 30 Friday, so it's just going to go away, I think.
Yeah, we'll get one more nice day in. Alex Hedlund, head hockey coach, Grand Forks Knight Riders, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, big game last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but first off, tell us a little bit about Alex Hedlund.
Well, born and raised East Grand Forks, so I traveled a long ways to the other side of the river to start my career, and that's where I'm living now. I graduated from East Grand Forks in 2009. I was a hockey player, soccer player, and a thrower on the track team. After high school, I played a year of juniors in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and then I decided to go the track and field route before an injury stopped my athletics, but started my coaching at an early age.
So you're just kind of like a sports nut.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, how long have you been involved with coaching?
I started coaching soccer at age 19 for Grand Forks Red River. I did that for 5 years. I did 4 years of youth hockey in East Grand Forks, mm-hmm. 2 years at the 12U level, 2 years at the 14U level before I got the head coaching job. At age 23 here for the Grand Forks Knight Riders.
Did you think that was a big step from coaching youth hockey to high school? I mean, that is a pretty big step.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was something, it's been a dream of mine. You know, now the next dream is I want to coach college hockey some point in my mm-hmm. career. But yeah, I always wanted to be a high school head coach, and I was really excited about it, but I had no idea the paperwork and the quote-unquote other stuff that goes along with it. So I think that was the biggest change between coaching youth, where the scheduling and everything was done for you, to, you know, at the high school level when there's all the little behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll answer to the AD and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, purchase orders, you name it.
Oh, yeah. So when it comes to buying and spending the money, they give you a budget right at the beginning of the year, or how does that work?
Yep, you get an equipment budget, and there's certain things you can use that for. So we use it for breezer covers, tape, gloves, things like that, jerseys.
And I'm guessing the budget is always just a little bit short of what you need, right?
It is, but every 4 years or so, we get a pretty good chunk of change for new jerseys. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice. So, you know, we don't have to use the yearly budget on that stuff. But then we do some fundraising for team apparel and meals on the road and
sure.
things like that.
Now, you be three-sport athlete. Yep. You were. Do you have a favorite? I love putting people on the spot about this.
Obviously, hockey is the number one, but soccer and track are right up there. I haven't had the opportunity to coach track and field yet, just because in North Dakota, soccer and track are at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I really love the individual mindset of throwing in track and field, and I still have a passion for it. But yeah, I think the team sport games of soccer and hockey are are right up there. But I've, I don't know if I want to admit this, but I'm quite the football fan too. And unfortunately, my color's purple.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
good or bad. Yeah, we're Vikings fans at our house, but love watching Sundays and gotten to fantasy the last couple of years.
So oh, yeah. See, I want to have a Merry Christmas, so I probably won't watch the Vikes this Christmas, but that's kind of funny. I bet you didn't know this, but I was co-captain of the track team when I was a senior in high school. I actually used to be a half miler.
There you go.
Yeah, I was a lot smaller then. our biggest rivalry, well, pretty much in any sport, but especially track, back in the early 80s, East Grand Forks had a heck of a track program, and man, I still remember running meets there like it was yesterday. Well, I'm glad you said hockey's your favorite sport, because out of all the ones I played, definitely too. Let's talk a little bit about the season so far. First off, COVID coaching. I'm sure this has been just a royal pain in the butt for all coaches, but how is your season different this year now because of COVID-19?
Well, instead of saying back check hard more than anything else, I say get your mask on more than anything else.
Wow. Yeah.
So, jeez. You know, that's the biggest thing is just, you know, making sure we're following all the procedures to continue to get to play. And we're so appreciative and grateful that we get to play during this. And we know a lot of people, even the people across the river, you know, some of our friends and haven't been able to start. And we're three games in. And, you know, in October, we weren't sure if we were going to get three games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's different. You know, we're wearing masks in practice. So that's been able to make it so we can continue to do all our battle drills, all our tight area stuff, and not have to worry about close contacts. We do take the risk during games just because it is quite difficult to do full ice with the mask
sure.
on.
Yeah.
So we go without them during games. But, yeah, just, you know, ordering masks, you know, and making sure we have those for the girls. And we send equipment home, or we have them take their equipment home every Friday just to give it a clean, just so we don't have to worry, you know, about those kind of things. And just, yeah, just the little things of making sure we're taking the steps in the right direction to continue to get to play and stay healthy.
Do they get to, like, wear their own masks?
Yep. So we ordered two team masks that we gave them at no cost. Yep. Okay. We've got pretty nice custom ones that with their number on them and our logo. And then the athletic department purchased, they're called Game On CCM masks. They connect to their cage instead of wearing them. They don't all choose to go that route just because they're pretty close to their face and they're kind of thick, but most of them do. And then, yeah, some of them just wear their own mask too on the ice.
Now, do ADs, athletic directors, or coaches in the EDC or whatever the conference is, do you guys keep in close contact? I mean, to find out if there's any positives on any of the teams. I mean, when you look at what happened this fall, a lot of teams, they couldn't continue. You know, they had to wrap up the season because of high numbers. But do you guys kind of keep in contact about that, or you just everybody worries about themselves and tries to stay safe themselves?
I think especially, like, if we go and play a team and then there's a positive on our team, it's our responsibility to make. And I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. So I don't know if it would be me contacting their coach or if it would be our athletic director, Rarick, contacting their coach or their athletic director. But, yep, there has to be, just because that 48-hour time period is pretty pretty important to follow. So, yeah, we haven't had that yet, knock on wood. But, yes, I think that's very important that we have that communication as the year goes on, especially when you're not wearing masks during games.
Now, you know, the UND just got done playing in the bubble. They were tested bunches of times. Yep. Is that the same with high school sports, or you just kind of play it by ear? If somebody's feeling a little down, maybe thinks they're sick, they go get tested, or did they have to do a mandatory test before the season started or anything like that?
There hasn't been a mandatory testing. You know, we've been telling the girls, and we'll continue to tell the girls, if you don't feel good at all, just stay home. You know, even if it feels like a cold, we need to be cautious and make sure we're making the decisions to keep our program running and keep everybody safe. We did have a quarantine right away in the season with a positive test on our team before we were wearing masks on the ice. So we dealt with that a little bit. So we kind of got ahead of the game of, you know, how this affects your season. Fortunately or unfortunately, however you look at it, 2 days after we had our quarantine started, the state was shut down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get too far behind everybody, just a couple practices, but game one for us was game one for everybody else. But we experienced it, and we know that it stinks, and we're doing everything in our power for it not to happen again.
You know, I know a lot of people that have had COVID I don't know if I have. I probably did. I don't know, but I know you fought it.
Yeah.
How was it for you? Because everybody I talked to, it's a little bit different. Some people, they got sick. Some people said they couldn't taste their Busch latte, but they felt fine. And other people tested positive and said they had no idea.
Right, right. I had like a pretty bad flu, mm-hmm. really bad flu. I don't do, if you ask the people around me and my family members, I don't do sick very well anyway. I'm a little bit of a baby.
Oh, okay.
yeah, it was like the bad flu for 4 or 5 days, and then I was bored the rest of the time. But I never lost my taste. You know, it wasn't fun, right? But I'm fortunate that I was able to get out of it pretty easily. You know, we know people even in the community that are losing their lives to it.
Sure.
So, you know, it's serious, and you want to make sure we're taking, you know, the steps to make sure people stay as healthy as possible. But yeah, I was fine. My little girl just had a runny nose, so that we were thankful for that. But yeah.
How old's your little girl?
She will be 2 in March.
Oh boy. Wow.
Biggest Knight Rider fan around.
I bet. And I bet you're having a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. It's last year she was at the games, but she, you know, she wasn't walking. She wasn't talking. Now this year we woke her up this morning and the first thing she says was Haka, which is hockey.
Yeah.
Cheer,
yeah.
And Goldie, which is goalie. And
sure.
I do not want to be a goalie parent.
No.
So we're going to continue to teach her forward and scoring and things like that.
Yeah. You know, goalies are, they're a little out there.
Oh yeah.
And I've kind of felt bad for some of my goalie friends' parents because those guys are up there. What position did you play?
I was a left wing.
Okay, okay. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff. We all know you're only as good as your team and the people that work with you. Tell us a little bit about your assistant coaches.
Yeah, so we've got a fantastic group. I'll start with Margo Miller. Margo and I are the two that have, we call ourselves the OGs. We're the two that started back in 2014 together.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got the job, I called her up and offered her the position. She had worked with East Grand Forks the year before as a volunteer, and I knew that she was interested in still staying a part of the game, just not in the head coaching role with, you know, a pretty difficult job of being an ER nurse at the time, and she was an ER nurse up until this year, where this fall she got a nurse practitioner job. But so she's been with us the entire time, played for UND, played some D, some forward while she was there. She's a Michigan native.
Okay.
Played for Shattuck St. Mary's.
Oh.
All of high school.
Got the hockey genes in her then.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her brother actually plays for Michigan. He's captain.
Oh, okay. And wasn't there something about her in the paper or Facebook or social media or something as far as what she does in the health field?
Yeah. So WDAY a couple weeks ago did a article or an interview on Margo, not only just being a hockey coach, but also working in the front lines during this time. So she's been an ER nurse. She just started as a nurse practitioner, but they pulled her back to the ER just because they've needed more bodies there, more experience there. So she's been doing that, and will continue to do that till mid-January. But yeah, she's terrific. She knows her stuff in the medical field, and she, you know, cares so deeply about, you know, the community of Grand Forks, but she also cares so much about our girls and our team, and she's been great to have.
Is it just the two of you, or are there more?
Nope. So we've got, there's four females this year.
Okay.
And then we have a volunteer coach, Kevin Vaughn. He, due to work and some family, you know, family things, he's got twin 2-year-olds, so he's pretty busy. But
oh,
he
boy.
He comes when he can. But the four of us that are the core staff are myself, Margo, Victoria Williams, who also played for UND. She is working towards being a clinical psychologist, I believe.
Okay.
So she's doing that, and she has been awesome. She's one of our defensive coaches. She is positive. She keeps things light, keeps things fun, but she also wants the best out of the girls. And then Allie Rude is the final member of our staff. She's new this year to us, but she actually graduated in 2004 from Grand Forks Red River and was the only senior athlete or like Miss Hockey finalist or Miss Hockey winner from Grand Forks ever. So she played for the Knight Riders all of her high school hockey career, and it's really cool to have that history, and, you know, someone that put on the Grand Forks Knight Rider jersey on our staff. So we're pretty fortunate, and yeah, we've got a good group around us.
You know, it's nice when you've got a lot of ex-hockey players, especially at the D1 level, because they know what's going to happen at the next level and what it takes. And
absolutely.
And sounds like you got a great staff over there. We're actually going to start talking about this year's hockey in just a couple of minutes here, but I want to talk first about Dusso Photography. You know, knowing Bob, he might still be able to help you out with those procrastinating people that haven't got their Christmas cards done yet. What you need to do to find out more, though, is go to dosoapphoto.com. He can kind of walk you through it. It's got some great instructions there. But you need to hurry. You know, Do Soap Photography, they're doing the family portraits. They do business headshots for your cards or your advertising. You can even pick your own background in the picture. They do corporate pics. Maybe you want pictures of your products or your food or whatever you want. And the cool thing about Do Soap Photography is he'll come to your house for these portraits too. Again, dosoapphoto.com to find pricing and information. You can also check out, if you're ever in the Grand Cities Mall, our Do Soap Photography Wall of Fame here in the studios. He does all the race pictures we've got up here. The metal picture of Mark Dobmeyer in that Buffalo Wild Wings sprint car is incredible. You know, if you want to look the best, Do Soap Photography, he can do it for you. Go to dosoapphoto.com or call 218-230-4325. Back with Grand Forks Knight Rider head hockey coach Alex Hedlund. Three games so far this year.
Yep.
All one-goal games, which could go either way.
Yeah,
bad
absolutely.
Bounce here or there, or a good bounce here or there. But first off, let's talk about the win last night. Beat Devils Lake 2-1. And you were mentioning Devils Lake's got a hot goalie, but it seems like it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls hockey in high school. Devils Lake always has a good goalie.
Yeah, absolutely. Molly Black's a great goalie. I was saying to the coaches it was fun to see two of the better goalies in the state battle it out, and brought us back to end of February last year when Devils Lake beat us in four overtimes in a similar game. Devils Lake was deeper last year, but when you've got a good goalie that makes those first saves almost every time, you got to put some chaos in front of the net. And we peppered her. We just weren't able to finish our chances in the first couple periods, but we didn't get too worked up. We just went into after the second and just gave some ideas of opening up, you know, not just shooting right in front of her, but taking a step to the side of the net and making her get off her angle a little bit. And we were moving the puck so well that I knew eventually it was gonna go, and it did. And it happened to be 12 seconds apart, and that makes it, you know, you're down 1-0 with less than 10 in a game, and then you score two to take the lead, you know, with
that that can change things immediately.
It did, and it gave us a little momentum to end the game. And yeah, we outshot them 2-1, but yeah, she kept them in, and it was a fun game, but it was one of those that we knew we needed. So at times, you know, the emotions get to you, but we got it done, and it was nice to end like that before Christmas.
Skate shorthanded a little bit last night, did you?
Yeah, so the tough thing is we have four lines, but of our four lines, we've got two full lines. Our third and fourth are all new players to our team. And, you know, when you get into tight situations, you know, you've got to go with your veterans at times. And it's tough on a coaching staff because we want to get all our kids in. Mm-hmm. And we've got them all in every game, just not as many shifts as we would like or they would like,
sure.
Of course. You know, when you come to the rink and you work hard, you want to get to play. But at the varsity level, you know, at the end of the day, we got to do what it takes to win games as well. And those games are going to come. We're going to have time to
sure.
come in. And as we get better as a team and as we get better as players and practices as well, those things are going to, more opportunities are going to open up.
You know, of all the years, excuse me, that I called high school play-by-play boys hockey, you see it all the time. You see when the underclassmen make the varsity, they get that sweater for the first time,
yep.
and they get in when they can.
Yep.
But I tell you what, if you follow them enough, like I did, you see the improvement mm-hmm. that these players make, and they know this coming in. I mean, they know they're not going to get to maybe possibly skate a regular shift all the time, but,
right.
You work your way into it. That's what practices are for. That's what games are for. And, you know, obviously, did you lose a lot of upperclassmen last year? Did you have so many new faces?
Yeah, we did. We lost five, but we gained seven new forwards. So we mm-hmm. only had 16 on the team last year, and all seven of our new players this year are forwards. We only had five returners. So of our six, our top two lines, five of them are our returners. Annika Presting's in our top two right now. She's a first-year player. And then the other six are, you know, are on our three and four. And
mm-hmm.
We just tell them, hey, work for every shift. You know, we told them at the beginning of the year we can't promise shifts, but when you get out there, take advantage of them, and, you know, they're going to come.
The players that were on the team last year that lost that four overtime game, how much of a factor are they as far as motivation for the rest of the team? Because I'm sure they have got a taste in their mouth where they don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge. Actually, in the locker room, all we had to say was, for the 11 of you that were on the team last year, You know what Devil's Lake did to us at the end of the season. So, you know, go out there and take it to them. But yeah, we have a really good senior class, really good team, really good group of kids. And that's what makes coaching fun. But our senior class hasn't gotten to a semifinal game.
Yeah.
And their freshman year is the first time we hadn't been in years and years and years. So, you know, that stinks, right? They've all been close games, but we haven't gotten to the semis, and that's a goal, right? They've got bigger goals than that, but that's our goal, is we want to win that first game, and doing everything in our power between now and February to make that happen.
Like, out of all the teams, like, obviously Knight Riders, it's Central, Red River combined.
Yep.
Do you have, like, a rival at all? Devil's Lake kind of sounds kind of up there.
I would say our most competitive, fun, but aggressive games are Minot.
Oh.
Yeah, we play so similar. Not even just this year. It was a 3-2 game. We had 10 penalties, right? It was back and forth all game long, battle between the goalies. But every single time we play Minot, it's like that. So I would say that we've yet to see him at the state tournament, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might be this year. But, I would say Minot, any of the Fargo schools, too. West Fargo, we've played West Fargo every state tournament since I've started. You know, so we've ended one of each other's seasons every single year. So I'd say they're up there, too.
Did in the Minot game, did they score any power play goals?
One.
Just one.
One. Hey, so hey, that percent. That,
my, that's not bad.
My D coaches run our penalty kill, so they were bragging to me a little bit that their percentage is pretty good. And I said, yeah, if your defense stay out of the box, we won't have to worry about that percentage. we jab at each other a little bit, but it's all in fun.
You know, when you go back to your playing days, Alex, your biggest memory as a player, do you have one?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, the bus trips with my best friends, you know, playing the game with my best friends, having each other's backs. You know, that's probably the biggest thing is just the memories you make with your friends. And that's what we try to tell these guys is, yes, we want to win hockey games. Of course we want to win hockey games. Of course you want to play. But making those memories in the other things we do as well are really important. That's why this year's tough, because the bonding has to be a little bit limited. So when we do get on, we're going on the road on the 30th, and we're really excited to do that. When we do those things, we're going to take advantage of it. But, yeah, but I was weird in high school, too. I was on the first line as a senior. Leah Jensen, who actually played for UND, and Emily Pekka, who is a really good player as well. We decided we wanted to make this book club on the bus. And we sat on our bags in the back seats of the bus, and we read books. It's the weirdest thing ever, thinking about it 12 years later. But everyone wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
And we did auditions or whatever to be part of our book club. And, geez, now I'm thinking, like, what the heck?
We used to play poker for money on our buses. Me growing up, and a lot of people I've talked to that are in the coaching fields now, coaches that they had growing up were a very big influence in their life. I'm sure it's the same with you, and I would sure that's something you'd like to pass on to your players.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was saying before we went on the air that Jim Scanlon, he was my coach my senior year of high school, and he, to this day, is a mentor of mine. He spoke at our banquet last year. I message him when I have questions on different things. He's just an all-around great guy. And absolutely, you know, I want our players to, you know, take from us core values to be the best person they can be, you know, learning a good work ethic through the sport of hockey and through our program that they can take with the rest of their lives. And I know that it's sometimes hard for them to understand those things now, right? If a coach gets after
20 you, years from now, though,
a coach is hard on you. Hey, I still have messages in my phone from kids that have been out 4, 5, 7 years, you know, that got it 2, 3 years later and thanked me, you know, for the things I did for them. And that's why we do it, right? They don't need to know right now.
Right.
They'll realize it later.
And let's face it, hockey isn't all about hockey, being on a hockey team. It's about growing up and being a good person, too.
Yeah, taking the skills through the things we have to do, right? We talk adversity all the time. If we're in a tough game, all right, things don't always go your way in hockey, but hey, they're also not going to always go your way in life.
Absolutely.
And being able to fight through adversity and fight through, you know, challenges and keep continuing to be your best you and staying true to yourself and giving it all you have. Right now, when you're playing hockey, it's going to make you that much more successful when you get into the adult world.
All right. I asked you about your hockey best moments. How about your best moments as a coach?
Best moments as a coach. I would say there's a couple. My first year, we made it to the state championship game. my first and third year. We made it to the state championship game, both games against Bismarck. But just the adversity that we fought through to get there, especially in my third year, we won in double over. We beat a team, West Fargo. This is 2017. They beat us 8-0 and 6-0 during the regular season. We get them in the quarterfinals, and we beat them 3-1.
Nice.
Hot goalie helps, right? Mm-hmm. Quinn Koontz was our goalie. She now plays for Ohio State. And then we beat Mandan in two overtimes to get to play Bismarck in the state championship. You go in sixth seed, and you're playing on Saturday in the final game. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
And then we've been a part of a Stick It to Cancer game the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't get to have the actual event this year due to COVID, and East Grand Forks not playing yet. That was going to be our competitor, but we're still raising money for them. But that game has been something that I will always be so proud to be a part of. We started the game for Janelle Mulroy. She was a hockey parent for us. Both her daughters, Allison and Alyssa, were captains for us and played for us from their eighth grade to their senior years. And in fall of 2017, Janelle passed away from cancer. And before she passed away, I asked her, I knew they didn't want a benefit, but I said, can we do something for you? Can we do some type of event in honor of you? And she says, as long as the money goes to, and she chose Filling the Gap through Altru, that helps families in need that are dealing with cancer. And we've done that game every year since, and we've raised a ton of dollars. And that's probably the biggest thing I've been proud to be a part of, because it's not just hockey. It's doing something good for the greater good, and letting our kids be a part of something that big and that important is pretty special.
And you know, the kids get it. They're not just saying, oh, we're doing some fundraiser game. No, they get it, and they get into it too.
Oh, yeah. The second year we beat Minot in overtime, and as soon as the game ended, over half my team was in tears. And at first I was like, why are you crying? We just won. And then I'm like, yeah, because of the emotions that this thing brings. That's pretty special. And, yeah, they love to be a part of it.
You know, that's one of those games, too. Not only are you physically wiped out after a game, but emotionally, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have a great committee. Jackie Peterson, she's a former parent. Jody Lee, former parent. They've been a part of it from the get-go to make it easier on me so I can just coach that day. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a really special event, and I hope we can get it back in full swing next year.
How cool is it, Alex, to have your players go on and play college hockey?
Yeah, it's something special, you know, just to see that, hey, they wore the Knight Rider jersey, and we can tell the girls that are with us now, like, hey, you're wearing, you know, mm-hmm. Ben Koontz's jersey, look where she is now, or you're wearing Abby Shower's jersey, or, you know, we've got Hannah Gray this year, who's a senior defenseman, and Shaylee Richards, who's a senior forward, both captains that are going on to play next year. So, yeah, that's pretty special as well.
You know, it's funny because Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, is a hockey hotbed.
Yep.
UND, a lot of Division I schools get a lot of players from this area, but a lot of them don't necessarily know about the girl players. We got a pretty dang good girls program here, too. How important is the youth hockey program for the Grand Forks Knight Riders?
Oh, it's huge. You want to keep these kids playing, right? They would need to love the game at a young age and continue to play in order for us to have success as the years go on. And that's a big reason I do a fall clinic every year, where mm-hmm. I work with kids from ages 5 to ages 13. And then in the summer, I'm able to work with the 14U age group too. So we had Wednesday night ice where we worked with those guys, and we did a couple one-day clinics and try to spend our off-season working with our youth as much as possible, not only because we want to give them ice opportunities, but we want to grow those relationships at a young age and let them know, hey, you know, Coach Hedlund, Coach Miller, we care about you guys, and we want you to continue to love the game and have fun with the game, and we can't wait till you're up here with us.
You know, I don't want to leave any players out, but is there anybody that's just going to knock your socks off, knock the lights out on your squad this year? Anybody to be really watching for?
I think our seniors in general. Mm-hmm. Shaylee Richards has been having a knack for the net so far this year. She scored two within 12 seconds last night, and she's got, I think, one in both the other games. So she, you know, she's lighting the lamp. But Morgan Stenseth on her line has set her up for every single one of those goals. And Morgan also has a knack for the net. And she moves so well with the puck and do so many things with the puck that a lot of kids can't. And she's really fun to watch. And then just overall, Megan Jacobson, our other senior forward, has been lights out. You know, she plays big and plays in a lot of big moments for us, and good screen in front of the net. You know, she's a big girl, and she'll laugh when I say that because I called her big girl last year, and it's stuck ever since. but, yeah, she does what she needs to do in front of the net. And then Hannah Gray, senior captain, plays huge minutes for us back on the decor, and Maya Tellman as well. So I'd say if you want to look out for anyone, it's our five seniors. Yeah, they've been tremendous. And, of course, Kaylee Baker as well is our lone goalie, and she's been playing a lot of our minutes since she was an eighth grader. She's now a sophomore, so she's going to be big for us this year too. But I just I'm big about there's 18 people on our team, and we need all 18. Coach Miller always says you can't just have the carpenter building the house. You need the plumber, you need the woodworker, you need everybody, and
yep,
we need all 18 of us to get the job done. And you know, that's what we're gonna do.
I know we're lucky in North Dakota to be playing high school sports right now, but let's face it, it's would you get each player gets two wristbands or whatever it is to hand out? So each player can have two people watch. Is that right?
So Grand Forks Public Schools right now is just home team.
Yep.
And players and staff get two fans. Yes.
Okay.
But it's been really weird because our opponent hasn't had any fans there.
Oh.
Most of the schools are allowing two fans from home and away, so we're fortunate when we go on the road we get to do that. But we're just home, and then Devil's Lake right now is nobody.
Wow.
Yeah, so they don't even have their home fans in the stands, which is too bad.
But, you know, and let's face it, it sucks. Mm-hmm. I watched part of the Red River Central boys game, the first game of the year, and to see the Purper for a game like that, empty. And let's face it, you don't get quite as many people in the crowd at girls' games. But
no, we don't.
It's still, you could, each player could have five people show up, and you can't tell me there's not enough room to social distance, right, which is hard on the girls. I mean, there's a lot of family members and friends that I'm sure they would love to have come watch the games. But is there any timeline? Is Governor Burgum said anything about when maybe this could possibly change?
Well, I know what they decided was 25% of the rink, or of the capacity. But mm-hmm. Grand Forks is doing things a little bit different. It's through the color that we're in Grand Forks County.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're in orange, so it's two home. If we get to yellow, or when we get to yellow, it'll be two home, two away. And then when it moves down, then it's going to be a certain percentage. So, you know, obviously we want people to be there. Of course, grandparents, siblings, especially like for our seniors, you know, having their people, the people that care about them, get to watch them. We want that to happen, but we're trying to just control what we can control. And I have an awesome manager, Abby Baker, that's been Facebook Living all of our games so people can at least watch in some form. And we'll continue to do that until, you know, fans are allowed to come.
Where's state tournament this year?
Right here.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So you'll maybe come back on the show before state so we can talk about this again?
I'd absolutely love to.
Okay, I have one last question for you, Alex, and this is what I ask every coach.
Oh, boy.
How do you want people to remember you? When this is all said and done, when you step away from coaching, when you step away from sports, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as a passionate, hardworking person that puts people first all the time and treats people with utmost respect every single time I encounter them.
I got a feeling you're not going to have any problem meeting that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you're heading out west for we used to call it the West Coast Swing.
Oh, yeah, Western Swing.
Got a couple of games out there, what's?
It's a down and back Mandan next Wednesday.
Oh, boy. What a trip.
Then we go to West Fargo the following Saturday. But I kind of like having some games over the break.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks it up a little bit. So, yeah, we're excited. First road trip. Think about me and 18 girls. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Alex Hedlund, thank you so much
for
coming on the show, and have a Merry Christmas too.
You
all right,
well, John, thank you.
There you go, Alex Hedlund, Grand Forks Knight Riders head hockey coach. Great to talk with her, and good luck for the rest of the season. And again, special thanks going out to Integrity Fundraisers. They can help you and any school or sports team or youth group and nonprofits raise money for much needed funds. They have these personalized water bottles or mugs, drinkware, barbecue sets, cutting boards, poker and golf sets, growlers, flasks. They got all kinds of really cool stuff that you can use for your fundraisers. They also support business and need a business cards, brochures, or any printed materials. Design, they do the laser engraving, and they do shipping too. With over 300 clients, including Grand Forks Best Source and $3 million raised locally to over 390,000 students, well, you know what? They can help you too. Integrity Fundraisers in the Grand Cities Mall. Call 701-402-2171 and let Integrity Fundraisers help you. Hey, by the way, we are now on Amazon Music. Just tell the smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. And you know what? We want those 5-star reviews on Google, too. And if you haven't heard, hey, we're on Pandora now. How about that? Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a couple of days off for Christmas, so there'll be no show tomorrow or Friday. But make sure you tune in tonight at 7. It's Politically Miscorrect with Paul, the producer, and his team over there. And then again on Christmas Day, about 4 o'clock, be watching. We'll replay that show when Santa Claus was in the studio here for just a little while. Hey, coming up on Monday, East Grand Forks girls hockey coach Brian Larson. Join us then. And have a Merry Christmas, everybody. And make sure you like, share, and tag us, too. We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.